The Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Yo.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy Wax. What up?
And we have two very special guests in the building. Good personal friends of mine.
Dope.
That I've known for many, many of years. And we have Mo and Meech in the building.
Yes.
Hey, guys. And I definitely reached out to them to be on this episode because we recently traveled together and we had some pretty funny experiences. Mm-hmm. And they always have a good take on relationship advice in general, and things like that. They always make me laugh.
And you always make us laugh.
Nonstop.
Yeah, period. And they're like so different but similar at the same time that like I can't wait to hear these debates and how, you know, they get... Because it's kind of like me and you, Wax. How... Like, we'll get into something and we'll debate something and we're going to stand on our ground. Yes. And that's how they are.
Because it's like, whatever you are in life, that's what you're going to see it. You know what I'm saying? I see it this way, you see it that way, but it's the exact same thing. You know
that's right. Mm-hmm. So they have a company together. Dope. And it's called the M&M Experience.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's explain to the people a little bit that's not familiar with your company, what y'all do.
M&M's? Did they ever M&M's. Come after
Meet
y'all?
Meet your mouth.
Yes. They actually discovered M&M's.
What is wrong?
Seriously?
No, I'm just saying. You know, listen, Black women do a lot of great things. You know what I'm saying?
So, I will agree with that. Yes.
Yeah, so it's like, all right, if y'all did that, y'all make some pancakes good too.
Okay, so let them know.
Well, the M&M Experience, we choose not to really define the M&M Experience because when you define something, you limit it.
Yes.
So we basically are growing as two Black women, trying to figure it out. We are just trying to do what we do best, and that is just
have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
We love fashion, beauty, lifestyle. So it's not really, honestly, we just kind of tripped and fell into this, to be honest. We just love fashion. We love beauty. And people used to send us messages and saying, we want to see more of you guys. And it just became what it was.
Yeah. So we're spreading love and meeting new people every day. And we're just trying to be impactful and receive just love and genuine friendships throughout life.
And they have a pretty big following on socials. Yeah. TikTok is one in particular because, you know, I'm like TikTok. Like, I act like you in normal life, but on TikTok. So,
yeah,
like,
my shit.
Brain don't work.
Say, y'all.
She needs
shit.
To be more visible on TikTok.
Yeah, I can't get into it. I've been trying. But like after
why don't
like
you do your pop locking this shit.
Cause you know what it is?
I saw you pop locking something on TikTok.
It was like
that was hilarious.
It was a week. And then after that, I was like, all right, now what am I doing? Like, right. You know, it was just
you gotta sniff your toes.
What?
It's actually fun.
They just do anything, right?
I love TikTok because I used to go to, I went to school for acting.
Okay.
So I feel like this gives me an opportunity to just be funny and be myself and make fun of myself and not really take things too seriously.
Yeah.
And it's just fun.
You make fun of yourself? How you make fun of yourself?
Oh my God, you got a bizarre TikTok.
Yeah.
We're very hilarious.
I think I had to see it.
At least I think so.
Well, you were supposed to do some research and you didn't.
We're funny.
So that's, look, you never do. So we're not surprised.
Yeah. Yo, when I play ball, I never know a play.
That's okay.
Never. Well, our TikTok is at the MM Experience. So definitely follow us. We are very much entertaining. We don't take ourselves seriously at all.
Right.
But so that's how y'all spread the love, by making people laugh.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought y'all was like healing people to make them nice. I'm like,
no, I mean,
healing them to make them nice.
What?
Yeah.
What is that? Like, with what?
I thought you was like healing zen them. And come here and I take over your brain and make you nicer.
You know, when people meet us, we get like a preconceived kind of
notion.
Yeah, on who we are. And that platform just gives our opportunity to just kind of showcase just who we really are with each other. We are fools.
I'm glad you talked about that because I feel like I fall into that issue where people will judge you before they go around you or whatever the case. And then when they are around you, they're like, this motherfucker cool as hell. Right. I thought she was going to be XYZ.
Yes.
Right. So what do you think what have you heard that people have said about y'all?
Well, we just had a situation last week where we recorded us at a restaurant where this guy came. He was trying to talk to me. He offered us a drink. And then he asked if I had a boyfriend. I said yes. Mm-hmm. And he basically was like, hello? He was like, I got to go and take a phone call outside.
Perfect. I like this.
Well, no, he bounced on us. No.
Okay.
No, let me tell the story.
Tell the story.
Tell the story. This is how this goes. They always have tell the story. The most conflicting stories.
Just like he said. Just like he said, I have my view. She has her view.
Yeah. Okay, so what happened?
Her and I were having dinner by ourselves. This man comes to our table. We were literally midst of eating food. He stands at our table. He proceeds to ask her, like, oh, you know, do you have a boyfriend or whatever? She says, yes. I said, I'm engaged. He goes, oh, okay. He starts talking. He's like, he gets on the phone and he's like, oh, he's talking to like the parking people and saying he has, what did you say he had?
Oh, my white Phantom.
Yeah, my white Phantom. Yeah, the white Phantom. Yeah, that's mine. That's mine. He's like on the phone and we're sitting there like, okay.
Right.
So then he's like, you guys, what are you guys drinking? And then we say what we're drinking.
Louis XIII.
Right. So we tell him what we're drinking.
Yeah,
so
he orders
the
white
drink.
Phantom.
Right. So he orders the drink from the waitress. She goes to get the drink. And then all of a sudden he's just like, oh, okay. All right. Excuse me, ladies. I'll be right back. And then
amazing.
He walks out.
And never comes
never
back.
Paid never comes for the drink.
So, so
the
check drink. And never check. So y'all checked him, he checked y'all. It,
but the thing is that you ordered the drink. So you owe the bar.
A thousand percent.
Did he have the drink as well?
No.
He said he had a tab at the bar.
Yes, he said he had a tab at the bar.
So he left. A fucking scumbag.
So what happened is that we put it on TikTok and I explained the experience, the hate from the men.
They said we were gold diggers.
Unreal.
We're just trying to use it.
Yes. Yes.
They were buy your own drink.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I did the exact same thing.
We shouldn't have accepted a drink because we're in relationships. So we shouldn't have accepted the drink.
Yes. But you made it clear you were in a relationship before he offered the drink.
So my man already paid for this.
Listen, I don't care if I'm in a relationship or not. When it comes to a drink,
No. So, you can't do that.
This happened to Wax.
I promise you.
Fridays.
But Applebee's. If you're in a relationship, you should not take
Why not?
Because your man is going to supply all your needs.
My man does not care.
And my man don't care if I take a drink. He's like, get that drink.
It's okay.
First of all, I don't want mine. I don't want you smoking weed with a guy or drinking well. Or, you know, because I know a guy's attention. It's not if it was like really he want to give y'all a drink at the table and he leave with his wife or something like that, that's totally different.
But
like,
how does that affect my decisions, what your intentions are? It doesn't affect
if you don't know about this guy could be a dangerous guy because he's
for
like,
a drink?
Now,
we're in a restaurant.
I promise you these guys are dumb. And they'll probably be like, oh, I gave you something, now you got to give me something in return. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is free out here. These guys, I'm talking about these wolves, these knuckleheads.
Mm. Yeah, but they shouldn't feel that way because of a dumb guy feels
they're
obligated.
Out there. We don't
like
know who they are.
I promise
you, we don't know who they are. We stay out of their ways at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I don't accept things from girls that I know I ain't going to deal with no more.
We're socializing.
Yeah, we're socializing.
I bought people drinks.
Me too. Like,
what's
the
difference?
Me too.
And that's like a guy at a club, and he buys a bottle. You're not going to share with the women?
It's just different scenarios and stuff like that. You know, a guy trying to holler at you, yo, if you got a man, it should be no conversation.
Why is that always hollering? He was by himself. Sometimes people go out in order to meet other people, not even necessarily. That's called networking.
Yes, yes.
You don't always have to be in a relationship with it.
I mean, I've been in situations where I've been sent drinks and didn't even speak to the person who sent the drink. You know what I mean? So there's different levels of just socializing. Mm-hmm. To me, accepting a drink doesn't define my relationship with who I'm in. If the person I'm with is totally fine with that, then it should be nobody else's
concern. It's definitely between y'all 2,000%, but it's like, you know.
But I get it.
It got some monsters. It got some monsters out there. And it's like, oh, man, you accept this guy drinks, so now he thinks he's following you. Now he in your DMs.
How does that make them gold diggers, though?
No, I was playing with that. I'm retarded.
No. That's the feedback that we have to see.
Oh, yeah, but I did this because this girl did this to me. Like, me and her supposed to go out. We went to Applebee's. You know what I'm saying? And next thing I know,
her friends.
That's so funny because,
we were just having a conversation as well.
What do you think? Like, when you do link up with somebody, is there a limit on how many motherfuckers should be around? Because y'all know how I am, and I feel like y'all are very similar. I like a setting where it's mm-hmm. a bunch of people because it's, to me, I call it killing 10 birds with one stone. Mm-hmm. So I don't really necessarily like to go out because once I'm out, I'm out. Like, it's mm-hmm. hard to get me to fuck back in. Mm-hmm. So I like to just hang out with everybody, mm-hmm. you know, instead of having to go to 6 dinners in 1 week or right. whatever the case. Come on, everybody pull up. Mm-hmm. So if you just so happen to be the guy that I'm with, 9 times out of 10, if you're with me, 10 times out of 10, you're taking care of the bill. I don't expect it. I don't think like, oh,
and but you, together,
you just
yes.
know who you're dealing with.
That's like, what it is. Exactly. That's what I said. That's you got to know right. who you're dealing
yeah.
with.
Yeah.
So when you know who you're dealing with and you know that, okay, listen, I'm in a situation where like money is not an, like a
it's not a
limit,
thing.
You
no
know
doubt.
What I mean? And this person likes for me to be happy and enjoy the people that I'm with. If I have a couple of friends and I happen to meet them out and they come to the table, like it's taken care of.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to know that person.
Got to know who
you
was
who
with.
Right.
Wasn't that
because
guy. Right. You know, I got the fuck out of there.
Out of
yo,
Dodge.
Yo, listen, they kept all
shots. So you got a separate bill.
No, no, it's amazing.
He let them pay for his wings, too.
Mine was amazing. Because they will start ordering a bunch of Coronas and fucking...
come on, Corona.
Stop, L'Oreal.
Okay.
You got to know who you're dealing with.
I know
who you're
dealing with.
Coronas and shots, right? And lobster. And I'm over here like...
And lobster at Applebee's.
I'm like, what the fuck? All this... And they, I mean, they eat
you're
it and
Applebee's
laugh.
You're at Applebee's, though.
Yeah.
Where there's a salad bar.
Yeah, I know, but I know, I'm broke.
And,
yeah, don't worry about the broke
nothing
people.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's
so,
okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Gotta know
you shouldn't be trying to get no pussy
listen,
if you broke.
You're right. And I felt like I should have been in that situation. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, whoa, is this what happens? I should be in the house.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't be out here trying to holler at girls because this is what happens. So I was out of my league. So I act like
well,
I was on the phone with one of my guys.
Oh.
And I got the fuck out of it. Wow. I felt like she was trying to play me out.
Mm.
You know what
and
I'm
she
so?
Could have been. She could have been.
Oh, no, for sure. Because she I know they wasn't coming because of L'Oreal. What L'Oreal said, they wasn't
wait,
coming.
Wait, I wasn't there. Nigga.
No. You oh, said that you like a social. You like a social thing where everybody
but, yeah,
coming.
I like
you
that.
See what I'm saying?
I
don't think
party.
She was doing that. I think like, yo, I got me a duck. Mm. Y'all come eat. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hungry? Because mm-hmm. they came in just too happy like...
Duck.
She like, it's on him. Boom. Wow. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah, that's
this is great. I enjoyed myself too. I didn't just leave or curse nobody out. It was great. The way I left, we laugh and talk. I got a hug and everything.
Yeah, because they didn't know that they was going to be paying for their food.
Listen,
like, so
I didn't know I was
going to
pay for, I didn't know I was paying for their food.
That, come on. Like, all right, this just happened. I went out to go meet my homegirl, and then my other homegirl called me and was like, well, I'm going to pull up on you too. And then my boy came. So then when he came, like, the way he is he's going to take care of stuff. But because I low-key invited him after everybody else, mm-hmm. I didn't even think about him paying for mm-hmm. nothing, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. I done ordered a $50 shot for myself, whatever. I'm doing all that because I'm thinking I'm paying for the
yeah.
bill. So then the bill come and I went to reach and he like, nah.
Yeah, certain situations.
Like,
you
not about
do
to
that.
Which is fine.
Yeah,
I think that's the
yeah.
right way to do it.
Yeah,
to
and
go
it's
about
not,
it.
I didn't expect him to pay. I ain't think like, oh, this Herb net ass nigga I'm inviting right. him. But some niggas have that mentality that that's what you trying to do. And it's like, ultimately, bro, I could pay for this bill. You, yeah. If anything, you should be paying for my company. But,
mm-hmm.
and
that was my fault for not knowing that I was paying for her and
company.
Her friend's company.
Yeah.
I'm learning that
so
as I get older. But just know
it's like 15
years ago.
If
I did
you
that
ain't got
bad.
No money,
stay yo, bro.
That's why I stayed my motherfucking ass home. I'm not need to be out these fucking streets, man.
It's hard out here.
I ain't playing around with y'all.
They was like, we didn't know we was paying for this nigga's jack day. His appetizer sampler and shit.
But how is Corona? How did you even know that they weren't going to pay for it? You didn't even get to
no,
that
no,
point.
No, 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 no. She
it.
She no, she
right?
said no, she
that.
Said it was
oh,
on
she
her.
She said something.
Yeah, she said it was
okay.
on her.
Oh shit!
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Well,
and they were just too
that's
happy,
yeah,
and it was just like going in,
which is crazy because she should have.
She
spoke to you and yeah. asked you first.
She violated.
Right?
No,
yes.
That's
crazy.
She at the table be like, yo, what's on him?
Right. That's too much.
Yeah, if I didn't smash before, you could have got me. But I already smashed it. I'm like, this is an easy one out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. See?
If we talk, yeah, I'm going to tell you exactly how men correct. Think. Mm-hmm. If we didn't smash, you could get away with fucking anything,
that's
y'all.
A fact. I that's think
you
right.
know what I'm saying?
You'll
get with anything.
More.
You picking that kid up from school when you ain't got no time. Like, say you his uncle. You want to do everything. You want to sit in the parking lot mad long and deal with the fucking principal. But if you smash before,
his scenario.
If you
right?
smash before, man,
it's
that
a
wrap. That
kid is
sitting at that fucking school.
Okay, so let's do what we do best, and that's give some people some help.
Yes.
Now, y'all know what to do. If y'all need to reach out to us, first off, we don't have a voicemail this weekend, but if you want this week, if you want to leave us a voicemail, you can still do so at
347-679-6118. Holla at us.
But you know, we always make sure we get y'all some good ratchet ass advice one way or another. We're going to keep it 100 two ways or another. And this week we got a really good DM. It's really juicy. Smith handpicked this one.
Yeah.
She really is excited to see what we have to say. My eyelash.
She's smiling. Like, Smith, I hope it is not no stuff with nasty nude stuff, Smith.
Oh, my God. Why would Smith be doing
that? That's
nasty
what I'm saying.
Stuff?
I know her. She's a nice, wholesome young lady.
You went from being wholesome to doing nasty nude stuff.
I want to see. Let's see what this DM she handpicked.
Where the fuck can they get a DM sent to, though?
I'm saying she getting handpicked. I mean, she really liked this one. Oh,
if they need some advice. Al, you missed dunked and you missed it again.
Listen, man, I dunked sometimes. This man, shit.
Where did they DM us at?
At Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Oh my freaking God, you did it, Joe. This is it. Okay.
Even when I do it right, I get bullied. Let's go.
Listen, I'm gonna be reading for a long time. Both of these, it's actually two DMs, and they're pretty lengthy, which means we shouldn't have to fill in any holes.
Okay,
let's get into it. So basically, for 2 years, I was in a relationship with my girl, who is now my child's mother, and also her cousin. Not by blood, though, through a mutual family member. So. Fake cousins?
Yeah, fake cousins.
Play cousins. That's what
kissing
we call
cousins.
Uh-oh.
Life
was good, as anyone can imagine, but things quickly became complicated. If you think it's hard with women, woo, you can't imagine having to. But the things I dealt with and the issues that came up kind of made me seek conversation elsewhere. Just literally talking with someone else who didn't want to argue made me feel better. It kind of validated me. Well, long story short, my baby mom went through my phone and found out about a girl I was texting. Yikes. So her and her cousin both left me. I kind of got like a weight lifted off of my shoulders at the time. But then as time went on, I looked at how easy the transition was for them. And I started getting pissed off. So I fought to get my family back, but quickly realized that I couldn't have them both. So I figured, hey, I'll go for my baby mom and maybe the cousin will follow. And to my surprise, it worked.
Ah.
What the fuck? I still don't. Do they know?
It's like when people just throw a halfway court shot in the making. Yes. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Oh, there's a picture of them.
Oh, wow.
So they know about each other because she had to tell them she's cheating.
So this is sister wives.
Oh, wow.
Is that what it is? Sister wives.
Okay.
So they're
in the Abbey together. Not just.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Same
they
about
are
right.
in
look
the
about
profile
right.
together.
Right. So you was right when you said kissing cousins for fucking once.
Yeah.
Wow. And they look alike.
They really are kissing cousins.
Yeah, they're kissing cousins.
Okay.
I ain't mad at this.
He looks younger too, younger than them.
He does.
Yeah.
Okay, so and to my surprise, it worked. To my surprise, it worked. But I started to also realize how much the cousin was missed. She kind of left a gap between me and my baby mom.
Okay.
So we are not as close as we used to be. And sometimes I feel like they need each other. And at times I just want to say we should split up, but I get cold feet. Here's the kicker. I still fuck the cousin, and I know for a fact she is too. But we've only messed around a handful of times altogether since the big split. But no one wants to admit we are all fucking each other behind each other's back.
Amazing.
So I'm looking for advice on what to do. By the way, I love the show.
Bless
y'all
us.
Get me through the year. Woo!
That is so complicated.
This is crazy. So they're fucking each other behind his back.
Amazing.
He's fucking the both of them behind each of their
back.
But he feels like the gap is the cousin from keeping them all together. Because she's probably like, girl, you know he cheated on us. But she might want him all to herself. Mm. It's the gist that I'm getting. The cousin maybe doesn't want to share with the baby mom. So it's a divide and conquer kind of thing. Mm-hmm. She wants the both of them, mm-hmm. but she don't want them together. It's given. Mm. Yeah. That's what I'm getting.
But life would be so much easier if they just all been together.
Yeah, it will. Or get the vibrator, because when she's getting smashed, because when she's getting smashed, for real, when she's getting smashed, her cousin's eating the pussy. So to alleviate that, get a vibrator and put it on her clit while you smashing and replace it with a girl's tongue.
But the reality is, they don't want to know about each other. Yeah. They don't want to know about each other.
They always been smashing together. You see what I'm saying? So now he's saying that.
But now they're smashing behind each other's back. Which, so now it's not going to work.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense. I think you're right. And one of the girls is probably...
One of them is trying to divide the situation. Yeah. And they want both each of the person.
Have her cake and eat it too.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to share with this bitch. I like it with her just being mine and him just being mine. Because they probably been with fucking... before they all got back together. So whatever it is, they think they doing some sneaky shit, but y'all bitches is both doing the same shit.
Maybe it's just the act of being sneaky.
Sneaky.
Mm-hmm. That's probably the thrill.
Yeah, it's just the thrill. The act of being sneaky.
So how does he navigate the situation?
It probably all
he
the same
to be
sign.
Honest. He needs to be honest.
Sit them in the room.
Right. Yeah. And just sit down with both of them since they already know about each other and just be honest about the dynamic of their relationship. Hell.
They need to bring him to the table. Because it's two against one.
They don't have an issue. He's
but
the one
it's
with
the woman,
issue.
Right? He doesn't have an issue, I don't think, with being with everyone.
Yeah, he's
together.
Chilling. That's what I'm saying.
It's just the woman. The
he's having his cake,
issue.
Boy. Eat it and go.
It's the cousin, because he said the cousin was the separation, the void or whatever the case. Mm-hmm. So she seems like the one that don't want to be in the throuple relationship. Mm-hmm. She want him how she want him. She want, that's it. It's this, there was a show about this. It had Regina Hall,
Three's Company,
Nicole Kidman, and Melissa McCartney. It was on Amazon Prime just recently, and it's about like they was taking shrooms and shit to get cured.
Oh yes,
you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly what you're talking about.
So she, remember, Nicole Kidman was sleeping with both the young guy and was fucking with the girl, the black girl.
Yes.
So
yes,
but. They were together. And
they wanted to be together.
Yeah, they wanted to each be together separately. They were jealous of each other's relationship.
That's right.
So that's what it's given. Someone's jealous and we got to figure out what's going on. Because first of all, you already a mess. You got these two girls and then you cheating on them with other girls and you're not even sure you want to be with them. Mm-hmm. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You're he needs to figure his shit out first. Yeah.
He needs to figure out what he wants.
Yeah. Right. That's one.
That's the foundation.
He know what he want. He doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing and smashing both of them. They the ones who got to figure it out.
They smashing each other too.
They kind of in a great situation. Sound like they all the same sign. They all came together. It's going to eventually go away. Are you going to tie to everything?
It's possessiveness in the situation. So they're not all the same.
Right.
Some people are willing to share and others are being possessive. Mm-hmm. And that's what you need to nip in the bud. But you don't even really want to be with them. So why are you doing it?
Exactly.
Right. It's going to come to a head at some point.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to let the wheels fall off by itself. Just enjoy it. Everybody shut up. Act like nothing's happening.
But who wants to live like that? Who wants to just be sneaking around? And these women know each other.
It's cool for a little bit.
But they all doing it though. Now, if one of them was out of the thing, say the cousin didn't know, cool. But she's being sneaky too, so it's cool. Just act like you ain't see that.
But he has an issue. You don't hear that?
It's a nigga who got the issue. Niggas always got issues.
Right, but
he
said he wants to leave them and then he gets cold feet.
Because you know you miss it, lose it too, and you're going to only get one. Stick with the two, bro. I'm telling you, shut up, because they sneaking too. So when you know you got a dirt on your girl, you could be out here in the club late, come home late and all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? But if you ain't got no dirt on your girl, you got to come home early. But he got dirt on her.
No, what if he wants to leave them because they're not all being honest? And he's tired of the sneaking.
How you tired of, bro? Like
to me.
Mm-hmm. It's because he's given. He said we all need to sit down. And they're sneak. He don't want to sneak. He liked the dynamic of them all being... together. Clearly, they're in an Albie picture.
Right. I think he likes them knowing that he has these two women fighting over him and want him.
Yeah.
But the fact that they have to sneak around is not.
It's a season, bro. It's a season.
Like, he think we fighting over him. I can't wait to get to that pussy.
Even though they might just want their time, I'm telling you, let it just ride and let it die off. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't agree with
that.
Have
you ever shared somebody? So in a space where you not necessarily talked about it, but you knew that they were dealing with another person and you're just like, fuck it. I mean, I'm getting what I need out of the situation.
Shit, my whole life.
I've never been in a situation like that.
No, you couldn't do nothing like that, could you?
Maybe.
Possibly. Yeah, depending on the situation.
It depends on the situation. Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm an open book. It depends. But I haven't been in that situation.
But would
Praise
you...
Praise the Lord.
Okay, so would you prefer them to come to you and be like, this is what the case is?
Absolutely. Because mm-hmm. I'm all about honesty and being... Communication is key.
It's key.
So if it's something that you want and need, tell me. We can work on it.
I think it's the stupidity factor that you think I'm stupid enough to just sit here and believe that this is not happening in my face.
Mm-hmm,
so right. The honesty thing is good, but who really tells, who does that?
Like, nobody, that's the thing.
I tell
the
truth.
Yeah, it's,
but that's what's
it's
so
almost
rare.
Scary, right? To go to your partner and say, okay, listen, this is what I need, this is what I want. You know, you don't, it's a scary thing to do. Because you're in a relationship. Sometimes people in relationships kind of feel like you have to be this way in a relationship. But you don't, you know?
Have you ever told somebody that? Like, listen, I'm going to deal with other people, but you're... And they've been okay with it.
No, I haven't said I'm going to do.
Or I want to.
Yes, I've been in a situation where I say I want to do something.
And what's the...
Did he cry?
Yeah, like, what happened?
Can girls do that? Do girls break up with guys?
Can we hear her tell us?
It hit me. I'm like, ouch.
I mean, it was a conversation. I think it didn't happen, but it was a conversation to where it was like, okay, we can talk about it. I'm open to it, but let's figure it out before mm-hmm. you go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
You know? So I haven't done it just yet, but
this is in your current situation?
Not right now. In my past, it was.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. What about you, Mo? Have you ever dealt with like a man knowing that, let's start at that one, knowing that there's another girl that may potentially be dealing with him in the same capacity and you act like you didn't know?
No.
What about him? Has anybody ever come to you and let you know I'm dealing with another person?
No, I don't think so.
Jesus Christ, y'all lucky girls.
No. No. Because, I mean, whoever I date, you know, they want to date me, so.
So no girl creeping around and you are aware about the girl. I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about in your past or ever. You know there's another girl creeping around. You're curious. Maybe he don't necessarily, you got the ducks lined up in a row, but you keep seeing this bitch put a hard eye
What's
here
up?
And there.
What's up with that?
No,
really?
To be honest with me, I've never dealt with infidelity or cheating. Like I've never been in a situation where I've had to deal with somebody cheating on me and having to confront that. Yeah, and all
y'all
of my cooking, life,
clean y'all everything. Got to be y'all great.
I don't know about her, but me,
she
I've cooking, never had to
she
deal
cooking
with that.
Something.
I mean,
if I'm
dating someone and we have an understanding that I'm dating, you're dating, that's just what it is. So I don't go looking to see who they're
dating.
But
you don't feel like that's them dealing with too? Okay, I get what you're saying. Well, you look at it like I'm doing my thing too.
Right, but I'm doing my thing as well. So if you were doing your thing, I'm doing my thing. But when we're together, we're just having a good time. That's just what it is. And that's what works for us now.
So what's that? Okay, now let's dive a little deeper.
Right.
What does that entail if you really like each other? Y'all feeling each other. It's been years and you do your thing. And then he comes to you and says, listen, Mo, I feel how I feel about you. I love you. But I just have to let you know the truth. I got another girl pregnant. You know, I don't look at her in that manner. We've both been dating. I've dealt with other women. It was a mistake. You know, I'm going to take care of the child. I'm not with her in that capacity. But, you know, you care about me. You love me. You say you love me. Are you willing to stay around through that?
It depends on the circumstances. If my bills are paid and...
so you are a gold digger.
I'm taking care of them. I don't know. Maybe. But I don't know. I don't know if I want to enter a situation knowing that he has someone pregnant and now I have to be.
But are you entering it? You're already in the situation. Yeah,
I am. But knowing that a brand new baby is entering our world is different.
But you just said you do his thing, your thing. And I'm asking asking you because are we in a relationship?
Are we in a relationship? If me and that person, are we in a relationship or we're just dating?
Yeah, it's kind of a relationship.
Yeah. Are you number one, two, or three? You ask it.
I gotta be number one.
Okay. And if you're number one, then yes.
Yeah, but you said that he can date and deal with other people because y'all
you
have.
Risking, you risking
if
that
we're dating, STD but if we are now babies. Moving forward in a relationship. But if we're now moving forward in a relationship,
yes,
something gotta give.
So you would walk away from that person?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's boundaries, right?
I think it's boundaries.
But I think like,
it can't just be everything goes. Like, no, there has to be some limitations and something left for me. It can't just be you.
But
out
I
there
didn't
doing
plan
whatever.
This, you know, it just happened.
Well, that's the problem. Well, the problem is that you shouldn't be out here unprotected and being reckless. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're in a situation where you have these.
But what if you're pregnant too?
What?
Oh, hell no.
No, say, no,
I gotta feel like number one, I gotta feel like wifey. I gotta feel like the main.
What if you pregnant and then he tell you that he got another girl pregnant too? Because you risk that, let him go out with other girls. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, if he's allowed to deal with other girls, anything. Because look,
he's risking
this woman could be somebody that he's known just as long as you.
Yeah, both allow that.
That's what I'm saying. That don't make me he's reckless, right? Because if it's a woman that he also trusts, or whatever the case, is he necessarily?
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know the situation.
I'm just making shit up.
Me personally, it wouldn't be a situation where I would say like I'm gonna deal with somebody, and then you could be in other relationships with other people.
Okay,
I'm saying like if I'm gonna be in a relationship with this person, and we go out and do different things, it's just that we leave it at the door.
Yeah,
it's not like you're about to have a whole relationship with somebody and invest in that person. That's not happening.
So, you know, I'm making it up as I go, but something similar happened to me in a space where I was dating a guy. We were dating for quite some time, but we never lived in the same place. So I didn't want to make that commitment of having to be and travel like that, but I still cared for him and everything. He ended up getting a girl pregnant. Mm. Now me, I'm originally with the cutoff, like, man, fuck out of here. Like, what are we talking about? Have fun with your family, you know, but speaking, because one thing about me is I always will at least hear a person out, like for what you have to say, right? Initially, maybe not, because, you know, we all get in our feelings or we get angry initially. Yes. And then after you start asking why questions, like, well, why did you hide this? Or why did you, you know, so instead of me just racking my brain for the rest of my life, I'd rather talk to the person and
have closure.
See, what it is. So in his mind and understanding, of course, I feel like a guy is always going to flip the script or whatever. Right? But a heart-to-heart conversation was like, if you tell me you give a fuck about me in life, say you love me, whatever the case, and I make a mistake or I do something that you don't agree with, how can you just turn around and just not care about me no more? Mm-hmm. And when I look at it in that sense, I'm like, you're right. I'm still not dealing with that.
Okay.
But as a friend, can I deal with you? I still can't. But I get what he's saying.
It all depends on what he did. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I understand where he's coming from. But then it made me think and question, like, damn, that is weird when you say you love somebody and this and that. It should be under any circumstances. So if they are dealing with somebody else, or not to be dumb and naive and stay, but to turn your feelings completely off. Did you ever love that person?
Right. Yeah. Because love hurts. And the only one that you continue to let do whatever, you let the girl that you just smashed and suck somebody else's dick because you know she's just smashing. But your wife that you're in love with, you and the next man at the grocery store talking to her too long at the line. You see what I'm saying? So it's
but how
like,
did that have anything to do with this?
you know what I'm saying? What did you ask?
Why is it always like this?
No, but what did she ask? What she asked just now? It didn't make sense.
I don't think she asked. Well,
I didn't
think
ask
that's
no,
what she
asked. To that.
What you say?
She was saying, how do you shut your feelings off for somebody that you know, that you care about?
Once
that situation happens.
I don't think you can shut your feelings off.
Yeah.
But you can make decisions.
And that's it. That don't mean that you don't care about them.
That doesn't mean that you don't care about
them. I got to care about you in a way where you can't hurt my ass.
I care about me more. So to me, I can cut people off quick because I care about me more. Because
I love me.
Right. I love me more. So at the end of the day, if you're hurting me, then
you could go.
I can go.
One way or a motherfucking other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a tug at your heart to be like, so you never loved me in the first place. And you're like, wait a minute, did I? And it's like, wait, you don't want to fuck
But how
up.
You questioning my love exactly. when you fucked up? Right. Yeah, like, right. so you didn't love me is the question.
But you got to know a car going to break down sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
And well, and, her situation was a little bit different. You, right. you were long distance. So,
and so you're, and you, you're able to date, though. That's the thing. So is he was he really wrong in the situation? And furthermore, no. you just was about to say something. Everything, what you just say about breaking down?
I said every car going to break down sometime. You know when you get a car, it's going to break down.
So you got to expect some type of disappointment?
Some type of thing. So as soon as your car breaks down, you can't just get rid of it. You got to bring it to the shop. You got to go to therapy. You
That's more than break down. You picked up another car to haul behind you.
Hey, because that right. means that we don't know when you're going right. to break down. And we got to continue to keep on moving.
Well, that's in a marriage till yeah. death do us part. But we're not married and you didn't put a ring on his finger, so I don't have to tolerate it.
And Wax also believes that when you have a baby on a woman, that that's the ultimate test to your relationship. And that's how you know you're going to be.
Absolutely.
No, it's no, wait, in a what? Bad way.
Yeah.
Oh, in a way.
You agree?
No.
Wait, so basically, wait, what were you saying? Like when you have a baby, that's a
on
test
someone.
Yeah. That has a baby. No, she's saying if he has a baby on someone, the ultimate test. With the woman that he's with.
If they stay.
If you stay.
Gabrielle Union and D-Wade.
Right. Okay.
You Exodus can't do nothing now. Now you have to be, you got to treat that woman like a whole queen.
9 times out of 10, the guy will probably step all over her.
Again. He thinks that means
like a ludicrous situation with his
Exodus.
Wife.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like you said earlier, like if he paying your bills and he's making sure everything is good.
Oh, now he hanging kinda, the money.
Okay, no, now you want to.
No, okay. Listen, and I'm going to tell you this right now.
I mean, that is what you said, though.
No, it is, but I'm going to tell you like this. But is it a thing for men? Because you say women is gold diggers. Can men be gold diggers? Because if I'm
there
with a chick,
gold diggers.
If she out there paying for everything, got me in this big mansion and chilling, like I'd be like that, though. And she get pregnant by somebody else. Would I stay?
No, most men wouldn't.
If she taking care of all the bills and everything.
He laid back like, hey.
Hold on, yo.
Hold on.
If she taking care of everything.
That means you would stay.
I'm just saying, is it a men?
You're saying that you would stay.
Would you fucking stay? I'm going to be honest.
I don't think so.
No, we've had a lot of people that wrote into this show.
Your heart is in it. Probably not.
We've had a lot of people that wrote into the show, that has called into the show, that are with women that are currently taking pregnant with other people's kids. We've had numerous
That's
people.
That's crazy.
Numerous.
No one ain't their kid.
Numerous.
They're amazing.
But I do think a guy might say he would stay, and then he'll get the fuck, he'll hit the road.
Yo, she's taking care of everything, and now you always got something over her head. You know what I'm saying? You had a baby on me. You know how y'all always got one in the hole. We can't argue with y'all.
Bring up all
who
the time.
Right.
So that DM, who is this? Who is Keisha? You be like, damn. So I can't even say nothing about this other bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
this other nigga.
Toxic.
I can't say shit.
Yeah. It's so toxic.
Y'all always got something in a hole, so we got
to
have something
in
a hole.
I kind of feel like, you know, with men and when it comes to cheating, things like y'all are quick to just bounce.
We hurt.
Yeah, y'all hurt in a whole different type of
way. Y'all have periods every month, so it's like, y'all understand what pain is. We don't go through pain ever.
Wax, y'all so when, over what? Something that almost happened.
Exactly. Well, I'm trying to tell you, it's disgusting.
That is
I'm
true.
Sorry, but I'm fucked up. If I even think that, I'm like, what? I smell fire.
What's that, Scooby? Is that fire?
What? I'm gone because I'm already start hurting. So I already went through a grieving time. I went through a grieving time before it even happened.
Yeah,
it not even happened.
So right? Like, didn't even do nothing.
I feel like, if, like, don't make a man go through his grieving time, because now when he come back, it's going to be less of. You know what I'm saying? We like 70% into it. Every time you got to go through a grieving thing, every time y'all women do something, it hit us so much.
It's
1,000%.
It's insane.
Y'all have y'all,
and y'all admit to it.
Oh, 1,000%.
Every man. Yeah, it is a double standard.
I cannot handle it. You can't hurt me the way I hurt you. No way.
That's so lame.
If I get caught with a girl, I promise you I love you, and I promise you I hate that girl. You know what I'm saying?
But what about us?
If y'all get caught with talking to a dude, y'all laughing, y'all talking, y'all showing your toes, y'all nasty self. Y'all being nasty, and that means y'all like this man.
But why does it have to be that? Not every woman like.
Because we don't want to be with no nasty whore.
But what maybe you're lacking something as far as attention.
We'll think that if you just want to be out here being nasty with another guy, we'll look at you as a whore. Because that's why.
So being nasty, you mean just having sex with men?
Yeah.
Yeah, being all that type of stuff. That's not the woman I picked.
What if you only could come one time, how we was talking about in the last episode?
Then you need to have communication.
What if you have a broken dick, like you?
Like you,
you gotta have communication. What Miss Lady say? Communication is the key.
Right.
So you just gotta take that broken dick?
Then leave him. You gonna have to trade this car in. If this car keep breaking down on you, know you got meetings twice a week and you can't get to him, that car gotta go.
But y'all could cheat. Because there's excuses for that.
No, we don't like this girl. We actually hate her because he made us cheat with y'all.
Well, we don't like the guy. We just don't like him.
No, y'all don't look like that. Y'all don't look like that.
Or we just like what we see.
No.
Why can't it be that?
Why can't it
just be physical?
But y'all could be with him, though.
But why can't it just be physical? Why does that have to be a relationship?
But y'all can be with that guy, physical and everything. Why y'all not supposed to have one or two? Like, that's disgusting.
So we can't do a one and done like y'all do?
What? No.
I'm not gonna lie. One and done gotta be because the nigga was trash. If I fuck with the nigga and I fucked him, 9 times out of 10, that nigga is gonna stay around some way, somehow. I'm not gonna lie.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't do that to the guy you with, man. That's not
me,
fair.
But that's not everybody.
That's not everybody.
Mm-hmm. Some people do the one and some people prefer the one and done.
But what about the woman being so precious and y'all so valuable?
We still are precious.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you don't think, well, at men, if y'all want to get married, the men going to look at the body counts, just like the mileage on the car, because y'all go to cars and y'all look at the mileage.
Who asks that, though? Who asks how many people you slept with?
And they want to know,
too.
Why
do you want to know? But why?
I'm dumb.
You want to know?
I'm stupid. I'm telling you. I promise you I'm dumb.
How would you feel about a guy asking you at this age?
You don't want to know the knowledge? You don't want to know
what your body count is?
No, I'm not answering that.
I'm not answering that.
What happened in my past does not concern
you. Nothing to do
you.
With you. Meet not you what at you all.
Next date?
Yeah. Have you ever been asked that though? Has anybody ever come out? I was in high school.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah.
I mean, because I want to know. I don't want to be bringing you to spots and I'm like, oh, you done smashed this guy that I've
been
there.
So what if it was two people and it just happened to be the two people at your favorite place?
Right.
Like, what's the fucking difference?
I can lie and say freaking three people.
That's how you get married. Oh, that's how you get lied. You lie. That's how you get married.
Okay, hold on. Give us the keys then. So we should say it's two. And then when you meet three, you're looking at like this lying bitch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything. They say if you say four, just see what a guy is. Some guy be like, oh, I'll let your nice friend smash you. Like, some dudes don't care. Some dudes be jumping their girlfriend off with their boys. I understand.
I want to know
that's
how
cool.
He asked the bitch about her body count. Yeah, like, how do you? Insane.
Yeah, how do you ask that?
I'm like, yo, first, did you fuck anybody I know?
You know what? Asked that, Wax?
Yeah. I don't go on dates. I don't even know what a date is.
This is why the women stay in the house. Caliber. Yeah. Okay, so when does this conversation come up?
First day.
Damn.
I need to know.
You'd be like,
okay,
did you fuck
when y'all get to a car, right? Do y'all want to know the mileage? You're just like, I like this car. You just buy it.
But you're not going to learn everything the first day. You're not going to get everything
I don't
you need
be,
on the first day.
I'm going to start loving you every single day. And then I find out that you fuck one of my boys.
But why would you even ask her? Why not say if you're dating someone or you're talking to somebody, go to your boys and be like, oh, I'm talking to this girl. And then see if one of your boys
says
something.
That happens. But a lot of them, some of them boys lie because they be like, damn, I know you fuck with old boy. I can't tell them. You know what I'm saying? Because that happened to me.
Okay, so she could lie and anybody could lie. So why would
you keep lying? That's what I'm saying.
If it ain't your best friend, I don't see what the problem is.
No.
So
it ain't got to be my best friend.
If
she fucked Ty, I'm not fucking with her. She fucked Ty. Fuck Ty, you fuck with the girl that fucked me?
I think
you
that's like, a little different because, like, I'm going to tell you why I think that's different.
It's
because you work with
definitely.
Ty. Right. You see Ty every day. She's going to be coming in maybe because you're insecure as fuck. So you wouldn't even
matter.
Be able to leave them in the room together.
Because I'm thinking especially if she accepts as me, it's over. I can't think.
I don't know what type of women you are dealing with. Like,
yeah, what type of women do you like?
It's fucking scary.
I like
women
nice
that
women.
Go to Applebee's.
That get picked up in hotel
elevators.
The holes. The whores.
Yes.
Okay, let's give somebody else some advice because
that's usually
God
what it is.
Forbid we help someone today. Now, as we said, you know, y'all want to DM us, so you got to do a slide in them things.
Always. The bully and the beast.
No, it's the fuck not.
At bully and the
get
beast.
This right.
At bully and the beast podcast.
I'm about to start letting you guys say it, because clearly, like, they know it better than
I got
you.
This.
You don't know shit. Anyway. What's up, Low and Wax? I'm hoping this DM finds y'all so I can get some unbiased help regarding some phoniness in my family. Uh-oh. Please keep me anonymous so I don't have to lay my hands on my cousin just yet. So I have a cousin who's been staying with me since she was 18 to finish high school. She's now 28. Wax, that means 10 years she's been living with me.
Okay.
Meaning that they know you're gonna do the math. Yeah. It says it right here. I am 10 years older than her.
Okay.
So, okay, that would make her 38. Okay, so I've been on my own since 17. Out of the 10 years, I only charged her rent one time. And that was only $400 a month. In my opinion, that's dirt cheap. Now, I have her just paying one bill that doesn't exceed more than $125 monthly. Mm-hmm. I told her, just pay this bill and save up so you can get your own. Well, it's been 2 years since I said that. And sis is still broke. And also, the bitch is always on foreign flights. She doesn't have a car.
She flew out.
Listen, this bitch is a fucking hot mess. Yeah. I told her 10 years ago, I would match every $100 she has to get her a car. This is a fucking hell of a cousin.
Well, right. Yeah, kissing cousin.
I like this family.
This is a good, wow. She's a good family member. She's a good member.
Yes.
Okay, so she works from home at that. I pay for the Wi-Fi to even assist in that department. And she doesn't even clean. Like, example, there could be two dishes in the sink. She could make a dirty dish and she would just wash her dish out and leave the other two dishes.
Selfish.
Anywho, this is all given selfish from the root of the tooth.
Very selfish. Yeah,
so we had a spat back in 2021 because one week I saw on my camera, she had random staying at my home unbeknownst to me. She's a free spirit who's attracted to whatever for the night and will bring randoms to my home.
Lord.
Now, I go to sleep very easily, so it's nothing to sneak someone in my home without me even knowing. But one day after working 12 hours, I come home to her in the shower having sex with a girl and I flip the fuck
up. It's your cousin.
This sound like the last people right. that came in the house with these right. people, right?
Amazing.
Anyway, so my cousin went to her mom's house because I kicked her out and she lived in another state for a few months. Now, during that time, I contemplated packing her belongings and sending them to my aunt's house, but I said I would just have a talk with her instead. Now, she gets back and I'm explaining to a fucking 28-year-old woman who's supposed to be a woman about her actions and et cetera. So we patch it up and keep it moving.
Just get some pussy.
So right now, all my cousins are on an all-inclusive, quote-unquote, cousin trip. All-inclusive, quote-unquote, cousin trip. And get this, I wasn't even invited.
What?
Because people felt I was too harsh with my deliverance to my cousin when I caught her in the fucking house fucking the bitch in my shower.
She was getting some pussy and I kicked her out. It wasn't dick.
She said, all my cousins sat around and talked about me like a fucking dog.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
From what I was told by one of my loyal cousins who told them, nah, I don't want no parts of y'all talk or the shenanigans. My question is, at Thanksgiving dinner, should I approach all of them? Nope. Should I let it go? Because I can't front. It's hurting knowing that purposely they excluded me, but yet everyone else was asked to go. My family is huge and we've always been so close. But now I'm feeling like, motherfuck them lame ass bitches. What's y'all take? Oh, and my house will be on the market by summer.
Ooh.
I excluded my cousin in that information because motherfuck her and find someone else to leech off of, you bum bitch. I like the end.
Amazing.
She got the heart at the house. Right.
You know how it is whoever goes to get to the phone first, man.
That's it.
Yo, she sit there and got to the family first. That went
what
like wild.
I gave her rent. I paid bills.
She probably lied. Right. She probably lied about the things that she was doing.
Right.
For sure.
And they don't know the truth. is what it sounds like to me.
Right. Yeah. And I wouldn't do it at Thanksgiving. I wouldn't do it at Thanksgiving. Yeah, right.
Like, that's the best time to do it. What else we going to go together? It's going to be a funeral.
I would maybe invite them out to dinner and have a discussion.
Now she got to pay for that.
That's right.
I know. It's free food. She needs to go on that vacation.
I'm going to see somebody going to be there to break it up. Thanksgiving is the best thing. And you're going to get a talk after, like, when
have a little barbecue or something. And just,
if you do it on Thanksgiving, pull them to the side. You can pull them to the side.
I think she should.
Either way, the young cousin is foul for sure.
Fuck
but
that
it's a girl. If it's a girl and the guy, there's nothing foul. You can do. You're going to lose regardless, bro. I say leave it
she
alone.
She is the opportunist and took hella advantage of her cousin.
It's a girl. Now, it's not you
can
do.
A girl and a guy.
Of course, it's something she could have done.
This is a girl, too.
It's a girl. Yeah. Like, it's a guy
it's
cousin.
It's all girls.
It's no guy.
Oh, it's two girls. I thought it was a dude. It was your girl cousin.
No.
Oh, yeah. Y'all equal. Yeah, you got it.
You think about the last situation.
Yeah, beat this bitch up.
Oh, because that was a dude cousin. I was like, yeah, she getting pussy. Shut up.
No, she's just older.
Oh, okay.
She's older by 10 years. My thing is, why I would confront at Thanksgiving is because I heard all y'all bitches is talking and this is where y'all going to be.
Yep.
Now, me personally, I would have pulled up to the vacation. Fuck that. Now, are we going on a vacation? What's up? What's up? Because everybody
going to have a straight face.
You sound like you're trying to fight.
No, I am now.
I am
because I've been taking care of this bitch for 10 years. And she got the audacity. Not only have I been taking care of this bitch for 10 years, she's absolutely selfish. I offered to get this bitch a car.
Yeah.
The bitch pays $100 a month.
Mm-hmm. If.
And she paid rent once. And in 10 years, she got the audacity.
She's an extra soap because she got more for somebody else in the shower.
Hold on, but then she came back. Like, after you got caught doing what you she did, you came out. Back and it still left. And you talking shit about moi?
I wonder
and who paid
naked.
For the trip? Right. How'd you get the money to pay
She got
for?
Mad right. money. What you talking about? This bitch is rich.
Listen, right? If she out here licking pussy, she getting flown out. We need an extra.
No, this bitch is rich. She pays $100 a month for the past 10 years.
It's amazing.
I wish that was my bills. You get what I'm saying? Because I would be motherfucking out here making it rain like that Monopoly man and this motherfucking picture of me.
I'm broke. I need it.
So, okay. So what should she do?
She should definitely have a conversation with her family members if she feels a certain type of way.
Do y'all
if
not
they're
understand?
Saying they're close.
Nah, do y'all not understand that this bitch still lives with her?
She said she still lives with her. She said she kicked her out.
No, all her stuff was... She was going to send her stuff. She came back.
Yeah.
She said, I'm putting my house in the market and I failed to tell her that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, first of all, you got to talk to the cousin in the house.
Don't talk to her.
She talked to her numerous times.
Well, then she needs to put her foot down.
Put your foot down.
Yeah, what's wrong with her?
The question
is
that
no, she needs to put her foot down and have some freaking, no, you're not about to be sitting up here living under my roof talking about me. No.
No, she needs to put something down. I think the doo-doo that's going to go down, you grab it, right? And you put it in the suitcase where her clothes is at.
So what?
This is where you get
smack her with that shit.
Gross.
No, you don't even let her know because she ain't let you know that
she's doing an Amber Heard.
It was no vacation. So you put it in her pillowcase and you put it in the bottom of her shit. Make her smell her fucking room up. And that suitcase where all her clothes at, put doo-doo right in the middle part of her clothes.
What is going on with you, doo-doo dick? What is going on?
Doo-doo dick.
That's the devil. All three is the problem.
Child.
Think of all the stuff that start with D.
I think she is actually finally putting her foot down, and that's by selling her fucking house. But that's crazy.
But you gotta sell your house in order to have a conversation with the person in your house.
The sicker part is her shit is probably going with her to the next house, and now she got to worry
storage.
About that. I got a one bedroom house, bitch.
Got a paper storage.
She's gonna be sleeping on that couch. I'm telling you, the other one gonna be sleeping.
You're too
She's
fucking
coming.
Nice. And
yeah,
you
too
get
nice.
It,
yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And this is what you get for letting it go on this long.
Or she got something over you. She got something over you.
Leave her. You should have left her at your aunt's house.
Yeah.
That's where you fucked up. That's who should be taking care of her fucking mother. Okay?
Right. Exactly.
Her mama is still living, girl. Send that girl back to her mama, man.
And let's be clear, she's been living there longer than 10 years because she said she let her finish out high school there. How high school turned into 10 extra fucking years, I would have strangled that bitch in the shower, she would have been hanging out the rod like Mimi before.
And the thing is that she's not doing her any justice by allowing her to be this type of person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she needs to like, yeah, she's hurting her exactly in the long run.
She's an enabler. Right. She needs to put her foot down for sure. Right. So you doing it to yourself. We can't even be mad at them, but they violated you for the cousin.
And who told her how to eat that pussy like that? In the shower.
Who cares?
No, I can say it. Auntie, was you showing her how to fuck it, or cousin? Now, but she listen to you? Because I don't hear no man around.
How loyal is the other cousin if she ain't make sure that she stood her ground to get you on that trip?
Yeah.
So they all fucking shitting on you over there.
Yeah, how did you find out about the trip while they were on it? Or did you know about it prior to? Because she could have addressed it if she knew about it.
But sometimes you got jealousy even in your own family.
Oh, that's true.
And clearly you're doing well for yourself to the point where you have a house. You
can. And that's what happens. That's
they always typically mad at the what one happens.
Doing well for herself.
For sure.
It always be.
And, it is just like that. It's sickening.
But I will say, you kind of sound like a hater. What are you saying? She got money for foreign trips. Don't be mad at her because she's spending the money because you're not putting your foot down to get the money for the bill.
That's true.
It's you that told her to you only have money. To pay for this. Stack right. your money. Not only that, I'm going to match you and give you more money for you living here for
she
free.
She got something on her, man.
This sounds
lot,
like a sugar
man.
Mama.
That's what I'm saying. You
this
understand
not a
what
cousin.
I'm saying?
This is
that
a
ain't
sugar
no,
mama. Find you a man.
She got something on her, right. man. She got something on her. She
I
caught
hope
her.
They not eating pussies like the last
yeah.
cousin.
Well, the usher at the church, she was eating her pussy, yo. She got caught. And a cousin knew that, and that's why she's still there.
She don't seem
you just
to
make
have
your stuff
a husband
up, huh?
No, that's what it sounds like.
She don't seem to have a husband or nothing, because she would have been
that's
like, my
saying,
husband
no
said,
around.
Get
him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. There's no man try to regulate or try to smash her to really get her out of there.
So what could you have held over her? She's just being a good, nice cousin, but too nice.
Yeah.
Way
too nice.
The nice then ran the fuck out. Like, move
nice,
on.
Nice turn to hinder.
Kick that bitch out.
She's but almost 30.
The end energy is the fucking energy you
exactly.
should always have. Bum bitch and all that, that's the energy. And for real, you don't even got to stoop down to be the nasty person because you done already did everything. But I would make it clear because I do hate people that volunteer to do stuff and then throw it in your face. Mm-hmm. It is you telling her not to whatever.
Yes.
This is what you do. Instead of being like, I did this for you, I did that. Mm-hmm. The buck stops here.
Yeah.
What the fuck you said.
Yeah, you tell her what you're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't go
don't
into
say,
what you did.
Don't talk about what you did.
Yes.
Talk about moving forward.
That's
and I would bring up, like, you know, y'all are foul for what y'all did with the cousin trip. But that's cool because I got more than I'm going to have more than enough money to go on a lot of trips soon as your bum ass get the fuck out of my house. Because I'm paying for a grown ass woman.
You know what she need to do? Get some balls and not meet a man.
Grow balls.
Grow some balls.
Or get a man.
Well, she's selling her house. So
they ain't gonna get her no man.
Nah, that's not really.
Yeah, she's going to follow.
That's you doing something.
Yeah.
But that's not balls. Because like I said, she come to the next house, then what?
She that's coming true. To the next house.
You never kicked her out. So where does she think she's going?
Right she's a cat.
That's true.
She's your cat. She sleeps
she gotta
in your
figure
bread.
It out.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to figure it out this point.
Figure it out.
You say that. Until this time, she'd be like, come on, cuz.
Sometimes you got to just give them the boot, let them figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
The ones you love, man. The ones you love.
It's always the ones
exactly.
that you love.
Well, so now y'all know what to do. If you need some advice, just reach out to us and we're going to get into the roundtable talk starring L'Oreal. I'll tell y'all, we still looking for a new name for this segment. You can submit those names. We'll post up a little something for y'all to be able to write underneath it and see what y'all think. We should change the name too, but we seen something trending on social media. And basically it was Black men haven't earned the right to hold Black women accountable. I can't wait to see what y'all think about this, what Wax thinks about this.
Yes.
Let's roll that beautiful being for
this. This is going to piss a lot of y'all off listening to Wax, but I just got to be very honest with it. When I thought about it, I was like, wait a minute. If you in the sports, if you're the leader of the team and the team loses, they're going to come at you, right?
Because
you're the leader.
You're the quarterback.
If we're the leader of the community, and if Black women are so out of control, or modern women are so out of control, then ain't that on us?
Yeah.
Like, did we drop the ball some fucking way? Because when I think about it, like, we are the least, if we just talk about Black men and Black women, we are less educated than them.
Yeah.
And it's getting to the point where we even start to make less money than them.
Yeah.
I don't think we even in a fucking position to hold them accountable. Hold each other accountable. Let them hold each other accountable. And then we kind of come back and meet in the middle.
All right, now, does he have a point for what he's saying? Again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Of course, we know you don't
understand. I was lost as the big word he was
using. So basically, the man is supposed to be the leader of the situation, the leader of the community, this, that, and the third. Yes. But y'all always got a complaint about what's going on with the women in the situation and what women are not doing right. But what he's saying is, if we're the leaders, and this is what the women are acting like, what we led them to act like, well, now don't that put us in the fault? Don't that put us, meaning Black men, doesn't that put us to blame for the way that the culture is shifting in this way? Because we didn't stand up and do what we supposed to do. So now they're, think women is what he's saying, Black women are doing what they're supposed to do, taking the stand, stepping up.
I know who was mad at that.
So how can we, meaning the Black men, still scrutinize them when they're the ones that are coming up, making more money, bills, doing the businesses, striving forward with the with politics? If it wasn't for Black women, Joe Biden wouldn't be in office. If it wasn't for Stacey Abrams, a Black woman,
God bless you,
the nothing would be going how it's going, and the state flipped in Georgia. So many different things that Black women are bringing to the table. But
have
men,
babies,
Black men, still have this issue. So he's saying, do y'all even have the right to say certain things when y'all are the ones that kind of drop the ball?
Certain ones can. I mean, you know, you can say it without a doubt when you know you're doing the things that you're supposed to be doing. When you're treating your woman like a queen, when you're doing all the things you're supposed to be doing to build yours up, you can talk like that. You got guys out here who don't mind the girl taking lead and her taking care of bills and all other type of shit. There's like guys out there like that. But we got a guy out here who want to be a king, who want to take control of his environment, he'll get the other strong men around, like-minded men, and they come together and really build a generation that, you know what I'm saying, so other ones can see behind it. But you got some lot of weak guys out here. They would don't mind y'all taking control, y'all taking care of the bills, y'all having the babies, y'all having periods every month. They don't mind y'all going through all that and still have to take care of the burden of making sure everything is going on. See, that's y'all mental and y'all body. Still talk shit because he going to.
Think about what they were saying just a few months ago. And it was mainly like based off of Kevin Samuel's logics. But it was, if you're a certain age and a woman that has certain things like a home, a good career, and you're at a certain age, no man is going to want you because
a PhD.
a PhD. They're saying like, no man is going to want you because, well, you've accomplished everything. So what am I doing?
But I think that's it's misconstrued because even women that are successful still want to be led, still want a man to lead and lead by example. And it's so much bigger than that because it is driven into communities too, just as men and being there and being strong. So I don't think it has anything to do with somebody who is successful, a woman. There are women out there that hold strong and like, I'm independent. I do whatever whatever.
They still want love.
They still want love, but
I got men out there.
But they hold that. They hold their necks on most men. There are women out there
from
like
disappointment.
That. But I believe that the majority of women want a man to lead and to be, you know, the forefront in a family.
But I
agree with him in that sense where, you know, you have a lot of men out here that talk a lot of shit, got a lot to say, and ain't doing shit.
Yeah,
ain't
you got to lead.
Right.
Do it. And
lead
that's
by example.
That's the problem. We want them to lead. And they'll be like, oh, you're too strong. But you're worrying about what I'm doing, but you're still not leading. You worry about me being too strong, me being too whatever.
Some people just don't know how to
shut up. You be strong and you do whatever. Don't worry about what the woman is doing for herself. Be the person you're supposed to be in a relationship.
But it's
regardless.
So hard now because the generation that's coming up now don't have that taught to them. Because, you know, so they're growing up not even having that type of education and information about being a man.
And no respect for women.
You know what I mean? So right now, these kids, they're just out of control.
Yeah, because they're growing up with their moms. Yeah. And they want somebody to take care of them for the rest of their life because their dad's not around.
Damn, but a lot of us grew up like that too. And I don't see the same thing.
We had some more father figures around. I don't care if it was an uncle. I don't care if it was
I don't think so. I think the father was taken out of the family situation, way more.
For sure.
back then than they are now. Mm-hmm. I feel like there are that more fathers that are stepping up that I personally see. I see more fathers stepping up nowadays, yes, making it a business to be in their kids' lives, but it's still a lack somewhere out there because it's still no respect for the woman. They'll respect their kids. Like, you know, one day I really had to, with my ex, I really had to pull him to the side and say to him, like, how would you feel if somebody was treating your daughter how you treat me? Mm-hmm. Like, when it got to the point where it was unbearable,
yeah,
I really had to ask him that question because I'm like,
that check
you don't have no respect for women. It's not just me. It's women. But you treat your daughter like a princess. You don't. I'm somebody's daughter, too.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so I think the fact that it is a lack of respect for women, Black women specifically, and just nowadays, even like when you go for music, for anything, and how you see people, like if you think about like the baby, right? The way he treated Danny Lay.
Yeah, that was.
And regardless, I mean, and she's Spanish, but still like a woman yet and still. But it's like, that's acceptable nowadays to be like, bitch, you was just a side bitch, fuck out of here, da da da. And that's, niggas that's is like, ha ha ha. Like, that's
right. Instead of checking them and saying, like, listen, that's not no way to talk to
her. That's your child's mother. Yeah, like, your child going
to
see
matter this. What you're going through, you're a public figure or you're in the limelight. You should not want to portray that type
men
of image.
Men don't check each other.
Yeah, because you're being viewed by younger men. You know, that watch you, that listen to your music.
They think it's funny.
That's not okay.
That's okay. That's not okay. Whatever you do outside of the cameras or whatever the case may be, that's none of our business. But when you put it on the forefront, it's not a great example. Mm-hmm. It doesn't show strength. It doesn't show leadership. It shows weakness in a man, really.
Yeah, you know, even talk about Nick Cannon, because y'all brought him up. With Nick Cannon would disgust me about what he said. And I think he's a great guy as far as like a person to like, I've been around him. He was always very nice man, like very respectful. But for you to say that your baby moms don't have to get along as they get along with you, I just thought that was disgusting.
I mean, he really ain't got no control over that. Women gonna be catty.
No, but here's the thing. Why wouldn't they when you have them all pregnant at the same time, not knowing about each other?
I mean, like, they didn't know that they was getting pregnant. And you don't know that Nick Cannon out here got kids.
You know he got kids, but you don't know what he's saying to them.
Didn't he say that he like chooses these women to have his kids? So they're well aware.
That's what I'm saying. They're well aware.
That they're having his baby.
Yeah,
but some are getting the, we are really together. Because let me tell you how I know that that's got to be the case.
That's the difference, yeah.
When
right?
you look at somebody like Jessica, the Jessica White, who he was dating, she's devastated when she found out about the last girl. Like, which means, you telling this girl, and that's y'all business. Don't get it twisted. But then when it's like, oh, as long as everything's peaceful for me, I don't give a fuck if those bitches don't like each other. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. But how y'all leading a family? How you leading a family based off not giving a fuck if your if the siblings' moms can even sit in a room together as long as you happy and you got your kid? That's what I mean. Yeah. And the fact that you don't see nothing wrong with
that. They're going to eventually, because everybody know time.
You know eventually.
No, because time will heal all that. The kids get older. That's Miss So-and-so.
Yeah, after they've already gone through trauma of seeing their fucking moms argue and fight and crying.
One or two. It happens with just one baby mama. It happened with two baby mamas. It's going to happen with, if he got 17, exact same thing going to happen with you with two baby mamas and 17 baby mamas. They're not going to like each other at first. And they're going to start saying, everybody pointing the point finger at you. It's always going to be your fault. Right, he gonna take it. He gonna be all right.
But no. But you as the leader, if you're gonna go ahead and impregnate all these women, you should need to have a conversation with everybody so they can be a unit.
I believe that, Nick is.
We know somebody that's in that situation.
Yes, we
do. I have a friend. I have a friend in that situation.
They all know about each other.
They're all dating. Yes. It's a polyamorous kind of situation. Yes. It's a man.
Mm-hmm.
They live together. They have he has the babies with whichever girl. They help each other.
They take care of each other's babies.
Yep. They're family. Okay. They're raised together. They have the understanding. And at first, I came in judging. I'm not gonna lie. It bothered me because I'm looking like this is my friend and what the fuck is going on here?
Right.
But that's not my place. Like they have an understanding. She's happy.
Yeah.
She's extremely happy.
Yeah. She got help.
And let me tell you something. I'm cool with all of the women. I'm cool because that's not my place. That's not my fucking life.
Yeah.
But one thing, I gotta tip my hat off to him. That's like my brother. One thing I'm always say, he always honest.
Keep it 1 million.
And everybody is in agreement. Now that is leading.
That's a, that, exactly. Yeah, that's what I thought. I was under the impression that all these women are aware and know the situation when it comes to having this baby. That's the
thing. About, and I'm not talking about bickering here. Yeah, and if you got a misunderstanding, everybody, we bicker, anybody
of course,
bicker.
Yeah.
But to physically not like each other and to be competing, oh, well, look at my baby shower pictures. And that's not how they do. Like, this is not how the family I'm talking about.
You know what? It should be
this.
About the kids. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it's about the kids. And for them to be able to see just a positive.
Them in this situation.
Right. They got to answer questions when they go to school Nick and they're like, oh, you know, X, Y, and Z. But to show an example of a positive, you know, environment is basically what needs to happen.
But the man in both situations were the head of it, and one of them became the leading man and the other one doesn't give a fuck if they get along.
How many Nick got? Like 8?
59.
Yeah. All right, but that's what I'm trying to tell you. Even at 2.
This man has a lot. Yeah. He's up there with Nick, the guy I'm speaking of.
Oh, he got 59 kids.
No, neither one of them have 59.
Oh, I might say this
it's like
a
what?
Lot.
8 now? 7,
that's what
8?
I'm saying. So even at 2.
He has 7, the guy I'm speaking of.
See, even at 2 kids, you have the exact same problems, the bickering, everything, and having
that's
7.
That's not true. I just told you a healthy
praise
example.
God, because that's one out of nobody else.
Yeah,
because
he's being honest.
Yeah.
And he's
I know these other guys
are being
honest.
And
these women, these
and
women
he's bringing
just
them together.
Be.
He's bringing
the
them together.
Is he misleading these women that he's having
I don't
these
think
kids
so,
with?
I know,
saying,
and I'm not with him.
We're in a relationship where we're solely in a relationship. That's the
you
only way
you don't know.
Can...
You don't know what the fuck he's saying to them in the bedroom. You, I want you to be the last one. You actually make me feel more special than anybody ever. Do you know the shit that y'all niggas come up with when y'all want something or want somebody to be convinced to do something?
Right. We don't know.
A nigga done sold me a fucking whale. You get what I'm saying? It's like, it's the same nigga that's
in the desert.
Fuck. But like, I kept falling for it. Yes. But that I was being led wrong too, because I let him lead me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. That's why so many women do have their guard up and they are being so whatever, because you let the wrong nigga lead your ass.
Absolutely.
And you drown. He leads you to the water and you fucking drown. And the nigga holds your head into the bitch.
But listen, like, I always blame it on the woman because y'all.
Of course.
Yes. You know why?
Seriously.
I'm only going to tell y'all why. Because we can't pick y'all. Y'all could pick us. You know what I'm saying? Only reason why we're together with y'all because y'all accept it.
We choose each other.
No, we don't. A man, real shit, if your girls is hot, it's 5 dope girls. You know what I'm saying? Y'all always together. Whichever one of y'all get this nigga some play, that's your husband.
Nah, the nigga zeroes in on who he want.
That's a bull.
The nigga zeroes in on who he want. The shit just happened to me yesterday.
Bull.
3 niggas, 3 girls. The nigga was like, you. He knew what he wanted. That's how it goes. I didn't want him back. Mm-hmm. But that's how it is. Mm-hmm. Like,
but that's what he's saying, though. That's what he's saying, though, that really you choose.
No.
The nigga said you, right? He chose me.
And I bet you, if you turn off, your girl be like, hey, what's up?
You got to choose each other.
I guarantee his ass going to turn right around and she'll holler at her. It all that could be her husband.
I mean, the nigga will fuck everybody.
But that's what I'm saying. You never know. It always begins with a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, damn, she nice and cool.
Does it
damn.
Always begin with a fuck, Wax? Some people don't fuck based off of right away.
Oh,
like, some people
shit.
Wait and for marriage.
We're not on the same page. We're not on the same page.
Have you ever said you'll wait for marriage to have sex with someone?
No.
No.
You got to test the car.
I think at one point, I was
the fuck
like,
you
I'm
get?
Gonna, I'm going to... I think
you, I feel like you
time.
Did do something
like
that.
I feel like
that,
I
mom.
Did wait a while to have
nah,
sex
I'm not
with somebody.
Like, how long? How long did you wait?
It was long.
I think it was like maybe like
damn
4 or 5 months.
I thought she was about to say years.
I'm like, what the fuck?
How about you, Michi?
Absolutely not.
Whenever you want to, you like, it's ready to.
Whenever
I want to
do it,
matters.
I'm not waiting.
Yeah, anybody got time for that shit?
I'm too old for that shit.
4 or 5 months, what happened? You didn't think he was ready?
I think this was around the time that I was coming out of a situation where I just wasn't sure what I wanted.
Respect.
And I didn't want to jump into a situation not understanding what I wanted first.
God bless you.
So I didn't want to just go into having sex. I wanted to date the person. You know, when you're...
Monique's a tease, too. Like, I just wonder how many niggas have really cursed her out. Because, you would see Monique and be like, this is her husband, right? And it's like, no, I talked to him for 2 weeks. And I'm like, well, did y'all... No, he wants me to stay tonight, but I'm not going to even go over there. I'm going to bring all my friends
two
and we're all
going
to hang out. Like she, like
I mean, two weeks.
Has anybody ever cursed you out for like not
putting out?
Yeah. I feel like you would get cursed out.
I mean, I don't feel like I've gotten cursed out.
Not cursed out, but like maybe somebody cheated you.
Right, like I was there.
I feel like it was a time where not necessarily cursed out, but maybe they started like the guy with the drink, like a passive aggressive, like fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know what I'm saying? That's all that was.
Like
really.
I thought I was.
I don't.
You know what I'm about? When we went to go eat and shit and she didn't show up to, I went to sleep. Y'all went to the club?
No, I don't remember.
When?
You ain't hear from the motherfucker no more because you didn't go link up?
No.
Look.
I don't know.
We don't know. No.
Come here. right? And then that was the last time we heard from the motherfucker for the week or some shit. Like they still was cool, but like, okay, yeah. Yes. So that's what I mean by like
a man.
Well, yes, then yes,
yeah. So basically, like on some shit, like
then yes,
like expectations. Like a guy may think like, oh, well, I did this, we had a great time, so now she's gonna come back with
she's
me.
She's coming with me. I
and
gave
she's
her
like,
a drink
no,
all
I'm
night.
Going with my girls.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
right. That's kind of similar.
Yes. Yeah, that's similar. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. So
well,
you have.
Well, you know, I'm picky. I don't just hop
so
in bed with
so,
people.
So you tell me right. A guy flew you out somewhere before and everything, you still ain't do nothing with him.
I have done that.
Lord Jesus.
I have done that.
And
I have been flewed out and didn't do anything.
Well, God bless you.
And then what happens? Do the trip still go well?
Yeah.
Or do you tease the whole time?
No, I don't tease the whole time because I know that I'm not putting out. So I don't tease the whole
so
time.
You'll so tell
you
tell them before.
Period. I got a period.
I do
on
tell
my them
before.
I got a period.
I do tell them before. Like, I'm not, I don't have no problem coming to see you, but I'm not putting out. And if you're okay with it, you're okay with it.
I do the tampon trick. Like, what's bitch, that? I will fucking throw
drop
a tampon
it,
thing away.
Floor.
And yeah. Like flush the tampon,
and you
make sure you can
so calculated.
Or just put the wrapper.
Are you serious?
You put the wrapper into the garbage can. We already like the whole trip is like, yo, you want to stay here and chill because we thinking that your stomach hurt, you got cramps. You don't want
to
go swimming.
I'll even pretend to have cramps. So it happened to me because like. Wow.
Gloria,
see the tricks. You see these tricks.
That is crazy.
No, I like this guy or whatever. Me and him was talking. Everything was good. So me and my friends were all going to like LA or something for either BT or Grammys or whatever it was. And he was like, "Well, you don't have to stay over there. You can stay with me." And his crib is fire, like fire. So I'm like, "All right, cool." Like I was cool with it. We hung out by ourselves for the first time. Like, we went to dinner before, but, like, me being in his space.
Like, more personal.
Nigga, I'm talking about, I didn't even like the music this nigga was playing. That's how bad it was. Like, our music taste wasn't compatible. Mm-hmm. Like, he was playing old school music, and I love me some Anita Baker. I ain't even recognize these motherfucking songs.
Oh, my God.
It was like, is that bad? Everything wasn't adding up.
Al place, Green, son.
Yeah, like, the place he picked to eat was just, like, a place. It was, like, next door to a place I love, but, like, not the place.
You're like why aren't you over there?
Nothing was compatible. Like, it just was, like...
Do it when you ain't get the pussy,
he wasn't what I thought he was gonna be. So, by the end of the night, I had cramps. I was mad foul. I was going to, like, because, you know, LA, they got the house parties and shit, right?
Oh, yes.
I was going to the house parties and shit with other people, and I would come back to his house at, like, 5 in the morning.
He let you
while in? While he was, like, so, yeah, what he was going to
do. Are you serious?
I was.
You ain't smashed?
I wouldn't go out with him or nothing, no. I took him to one thing. I didn't like the way he acted. Mm-hmm. Like, he was like, Envy was there. I'll never forget. Envy said something to me, and he looked at Envy like, why are you talking to my girl? And I'm like, this is my brother, nigga. Get the fuck out my face. That was it. That was it. So I left that nigga in the house, and I would come to his house at 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning, drunk as fuck, like, whatever,
and didn't
loud.
Do nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
See, most guys, now, see, now that's when a guy cussed you out.
I had my period.
He like, you coming over here with
me. Yeah, I'm saying, if she got her period, it's never really that you can do.
Period.
Like,
what you
got
to beat me?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I did. But what if he say, listen, I got some towels.
Or he say,
I got some warm towels.
No, I don't do that.
Sewing on
I don't do that. That's the cramps. The
no,
cramps
it's Epsom
too great.
If,
it's too
if
hard.
You really grind up Epsom salt.
This is the worst period I ever had.
No,
like,
you got to grind up Epsom salt.
My uterus
and put it in.
Is
no, y'all have sick.
Wait. Grind up Epsom salt. What is this?
Yeah, if you want to stop your period
real
quick, grind up Epsom salt.
I don't know
and you put it right there and you herp and jump in the tub.
Why would you listen to this nigga?
Put it where?
So you just could get a yeast infection. Right.
No, Epsom salt, it cleans it out.
It cleans it out.
You the only bitch here with no pussy.
Right. Fuck you. You see, that's why I don't like her.
Let's get into Black excellence really quickly.
You gotta tell y'all to watch your pussy.
Okay, so a Florida teen feeling a ton of excitement after 27 universities accepted him and offer of $4 million in scholarships. Yeah. Now, his name is Jonathan Walker. He's from Florida. Good surprise, surprise, a Florida man.
Wow.
Because, you know, usually Florida is bad stories, right? But this is a good one.
God bless you.
Now, 27 colleges, like I said, $4 million in scholarships. In addition to his studies, Walker plays for the high school's varsity football team and is working to develop a wrist device to help people who are blind and deaf with communication. This guy is amazing.
Yeah, bro. I'm going to tell you this right now. Stop with the football.
Don't listen to Wax.
I don't want him to fuck his brain up.
Yeah.
Chill out with the football. We can use you for something
else. That's a fact, because these are not even entertainers. These are academic scholarships. So
you already got the four.
You don't even need the to play sports no more. He said, "I've always loved creating devices to help people, so I definitely want to further that. I found a way to channel that curiosity into science, and that soon blossomed into engineering. And then from there, I really learned that I could use engineering to help people. So congratulations.
Jonathan.
Big respect to you." So when I was in DR, if I didn't like somebody, I would start acting like I knew sign language to my friend, and I would be like,
"Wait,
yo, you're mad calculated."
I believe it.
Every time I didn't like somebody or whatever, I'd be like,
"But how you know how to do it?"
I just made
that
it
was
out.
Really good.
I just made it out, and my face would be straight, so she would be laughing. But it just basically meant get this person away from me. So,
but what's one of the things?
I just made up anything. Like, I was looking at like the bitches on the side during the music.
But you did the whole face, the whole head thing.
You know when you listen to the music and shit, and they be like,
"Yo, I cannot."
That's all they be doing. That's all they be doing.
Are we not making fun?
Happy days, right?
Yes. We're not making fun.
Yeah,
but
to
do it that way, like, people really thought I knew sign language.
You know the lady who did that at the courts for real?
Yeah, she made up shit. That bitch just got up there and was doing shit. She wasn't even doing nothing. She was like, "I can help y'all." So the police believed that she really knew sign language, and they let the stupid bitch on the side at the press conference do the shit. And she was like throwing a gang sign.
Oh my God.
Everything was offensive to the people.
Okay. Hip hop is all grown up and has moved on from pimping out cars to home makeovers. This is dope. Little John has a home makeover show on HGTV. And now Cameron has a home makeover show as well on Paramount Plus. This is really dope, right? So, and it's funny because they did have an old episode of Pimp My Ride, and it had Tiffany Haddish on it. Yeah, she was one of the people that had a shitty ass car, and they hooked her shit up for her. So now, my house ain't shitty, but y'all could come pimp my house.
Pimp
my house, killer.
You know, I got
so they're just renovating homes?
So yeah, they said it's called Hip Hop My House. And it's an MTV entertainment show that will see Cameron connect with interior designer Zeese Louise to upgrade homes for fans. Well, I've been a Cameron fan since we were young. Right. Isn't that right?
I ain't wear pink, but you know what I'm saying?
Everybody used to think I was Cameron stylist. Remember that one time he was on Rap City? Because I was like the biggest Cameron fan.
Yes, you are.
And so I used to have the Dipset stuff, and that was before everybody was like, "Yo, how you get that?"
Earrings.
I'm cool with them. Like, I love Dipset. And we was cool with them. But one day he did Rap City of Basement, I'll never forget. And his stylist name was Monica. And anybody that know, that's my real name. So he goes, "Shut the fuck up, bitch." So he goes, "Shout out to Monica, my stylist." So everybody in school was like, "Yo, Cameron, shout it out on Rap City." And I ran
and
with
ran,
it.
I was about to say,
I
ran with
remember
it.
That.
Yeah, so everybody, I ran with it.
That was a lie.
Yeah, it was a lie. Yeah. I lied. It was all a lie.
It was a good lie.
Great lie.
It was funny, but now I can tell the truth. Now, celebrity guests that will be a part of the experience will be Migos, Tyga.
You sifting through.
They said, why the fuck are they getting their house made over? They got money, right?
Right.
Yeah. And I need
Migos
my shit.
Don't need their damn shit made
up. I need my shit put mine up, motherfucking.
But when they said celebrities, I'm thinking I'm about to see Jay-Z. Yeah,
right.
Friends. Like, I don't know. Busta, something. Okay. A Boogie with the Hoodie, Tyga, Nelly.
Okay.
Nelly might need to upgrade on the home.
I need my shit.
And many more. Because what you call it, probably bashed all his shit up before she left. Right. Anyway, the show debuted June 21st, and okay. That was Black Excellence right there. Now we're going to get into Wax's ABC, one of our favorite segments right here. So we're going to give Wax a word. He never knows. We're going to spell it out for him.
Is it easy? Okay, we're going to see.
We'll see. We're going to spell it out for him. He's going to give us the definition and use it in a sentence, and then we're going to get the fuck up out of here.
You see what I got.
Uh-oh, Smith fucking up, y'all. Smith. Okay, so I do have the word. And the word is A-N-E-M-O-N-E.
It's easy. Anemone.
Anemone. He sound like E.T.
This was on Nemo.
Damn it.
Fighting.
And this is what she was saying. She's trying to say anemone. And yeah, I love Nemo. So
finding Nemo.
So finding Nemo is my definition. So every single night for 5 years straight, I just press the DVD because you know I'm broke. I press the DVD and I have Nemo on it because I can't watch a new movie all the time. And that same exact part come on, anemone.
And you still don't know what it means. Anemone. The crazy thing is he still doesn't know what it means.
I didn't know what it is.
They broke it down in kid words.
I know exactly what it is. Okay. It's like the circle of life. Like all the animals eat this animal and they come together.
Snap.
Yeah, like the ecosystem. That's why it's like...
Did you use it in a sentence?
Because
I'm not really sure.
So the anemone of... When I watched Nemo, when they were talking about anemone, is like the circle of life, like the planets come down because I see like moon.
But that's the sentence?
Yeah, what's the sentence?
Because you like still
I was trying to tell y'all when I walked in the house and Preston kept having the same anemone. Yeah, broke
is that? But that's not a sentence. You just saying it. Okay, anyway, please help him. Help me at this point.
Anemone.
You're my enemy.
So Wax actually said this correct, y'all. Like, he got one. Now, the definition.
Nah, he's totally off.
It's like coral, so I can see where you get the thing of life
because
there's a lot of fish in there, but it's just coral.
Coral.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like coral because they like. When it breaks down, it goes to the next one, and that's how the next one get bigger, like shellfish.
Okay, anyway.
I was trying to help him.
Yeah, you just ruined it. Okay, so Meech and Mo, let us know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You know she used to rap before?
And sing.
Shut the F up. L'Oreal, you never told me that shit.
You know, like me and Monique went to middle school together. So I've known Monique since like 6th or 7th grade.
Hold on, did she ever do that?
She's a great singer, actually.
What about...
I sung in a talent show.
Yeah, the talent show.
And Eric Hudson played the E-Hud, who's dead flashing lights for Kanye and everything. He played the piano.
Can we get this? Can we get this?
Nah, we don't probably got that. No.
There was one time, remember when we were in the middle of Times Square?
Oh, please don't tell this story.
Come on, right, let's go.
We going to get out of here.
No, you can
follow them.
Follow.
Let's go.
No. We can follow them.
Anemone.
No.
Circle of life. Let's go.
Stupidity. Okay, let them know where they can follow y'all so they can keep up with the Eminem experience.
Okay, so Instagram is at Meechie Star and at the .mm experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and mine's is at Monique Harris _. So.
Oh, and the TikTok again is at MM Experience.
Yes.
So yeah, and you can see them there. We'll definitely have y'all back on the show because this
Money Mike.
This was so fun.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
And then maybe we got to see what's going to happen with the Bully and the Beast. We might have another show coming.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Okay, we'll see y'all next week. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Suck my elbow, nigga. There's nothing on there.
The shirt is coming soon.
He keeps trying to steal my phrase, and like he doesn't even let me say my own shit anymore.
Oh my God. But it's fine. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Go get y'all advice right now. Hit us up in our voicemails. Hit us up in our DM. We're going to try this one more time.
At Bully and the Beast Podcast.
There we go. With our phone number.
347-679-6118. I'll be playing, man.
All right. We'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.